An Introduction to Conscious Embodiment Practices. Welcome to Conscious Embodiment. I'm Wendy Palmer. Conscious embodiment is a practice for presence, confidence, and compassion. I'm offering a collection of techniques and practices so you can integrate conscious embodiment into your daily routine. We will use principles from Aikido, a Japanese martial art, and mindfulness, the practice of being aware of and paying attention to the moment in which we find ourselves. This practice can teach you to access the kind of clarity, efficiency, and ease you experience when you are in the zone or the flow state. I call this your centered self. You will learn a four-part concentration process to develop your ability to shift attention or thinking to a different way of looking at and experiencing challenging situations. This shift of attention changes your energy or physiology, the same way you experience a shift when you enter the zone or the flow state. This shift is from your personality or reactive state to center, a more calm and efficient part of yourself. The experience of center is not a permanent state. It is natural to lose it. The good news is that if you practice the technique, you can easily recover your calm, centered self. Trying to stay centered will stress your system and create fatigue. The power is in the recovery. Returning to center over and over again builds the muscle of center and allows you to move fluidly between personality and center. There are four parts to the centering process. The first part is breath. In the following practice, we will think of the breath as up and down rather than in and out. The exhale flows or spirals down toward the earth, and the inhale flows or spirals up toward the sky. The exhale is longer than the inhale, so exhale slowly. I like to imagine my exhale as a clockwise spiral moving through my body, forming a root in the earth. This activates a sense of stability and calmness. I imagine my inhale flowing up from the earth in a counterclockwise spiral moving through my body up toward the sky. This activates a sense of lightness and openness. You may assign a color to the breath if you like. The key is to make the breath interesting enough that you can keep your attention on the breath and not wander to some other concern. The second part of the process is balancing your energy. The human body has an energy or presence that surrounds it. If you had a heat-sensitive instrument, you could measure the heat emanating from your body at a distance of at least 12 to 24 inches, maybe even more. The heat would be equal at your back, front, and left and right sides. We will refer to this as your energy field. Now imagine your field is a particular color, like blue or red, or it may seem like a texture, fuzzy or soft, for instance. Ask yourself, what would it be like if the energy at my back and front were more equal and even? Take a moment to feel for that balance. What if the energy at my left side was more even and equal to my right side? Take another moment and feel for the balance. And what if the energy above my head was the same as below where I'm sitting or standing? Notice that you are more centered as well as balanced in your body energy. The third part of the centering process is relaxing your upper body. To do this, bring your attention to your jaw and shoulders. Without doing anything, notice how the natural pressure of gravity draws your weight down. Imagine you could let gravity have your jaw and shoulders so that they feel soft and heavy. Don't wiggle them. Just think of the natural weight and allow your body to respond to gravity. The fourth and final part of the centering process is inviting a quality. The quality is a word that represents something you would like to cultivate in your life. Your quality provides a focus and helps you to stabilize your emotional center. Ease, generosity, Groundedness and confidence are but a few examples of the qualities you might choose to cultivate. You can evoke your quality by asking the question, what would it be like if I had a little more, perhaps, ease in my being right now? The question could also be phrased, if I could have a little more in my being, what would that feel like? Be open to sensations, but accept any kind of information. You might hear something or see something as well. The mind is receptive. The student and the body becomes the teacher. This is an important shift in your baseline perception. Now let's put it all together. Start by lengthening your spine. Take a posture of uprightness, openness, and dignity. And we'll begin with the breath. Inhale, then slowly exhale, spiraling down through your body into the earth, forming a root. Inhale and allow the breath to spiral up and out the top of your head toward the sky. Sense the lightness and openness. Exhale down again, slowly softening the muscles around your core. Ask, if the back of my energy field were more equal and even to the front, what would that be like? Take a moment and feel for the balance. What if the energy at my left side was more equal and even to my right? Again, feel for that balance. What if above and below were more equal and even? Allow gravity to soften your jaw and shoulders and ask, what if there was a little more of your quality? Perhaps ease in your being right now. Now let's do it one more time. Refine the posture of uprightness and begin with the breath. Inhale, then slowly exhale, spiraling down through your body into the earth, forming a root. Inhale, allow the breath to come up out the top of your head. Sense the lightness and openness, and exhale down again, softening your muscles around your core. Ask, if the back and front of my energy field were more equal and even, what would that be like? If the energy at my left and right side were more equal and even, what would that be like? And what if above and below were more equal and even? Allow gravity to soften your jaw and shoulders and ask, what if there was a little more of my quality? What would that feel like? Now that you are centered in yourself, you can begin engaging with the world around you. This next practice is for engaging in the world and being centered with others. Imagine your field or presence expands out to fill the room or space around you. Put your attention on the space within your field. From a scientific perspective, the space is actually filled with tiny vibrating particles. This aliveness is the life force that connects you to all things. All people and objects share this connecting atmosphere. The more you focus on it and relate to it, the more apparent it becomes. When you develop a strong awareness of the connecting energy that surrounds everything, you begin to communicate the message to others that we are in this together. We are connected. You become inclusive when you begin to experience the sense that you share the same space, the same air. At times you can become distracted or self-conscious while practicing. This is normal. Just notice and start again. Straighten your posture. Breathe, exhale down. Balance your energy, back and front, left and right, above and below. Soften your jaw and shoulders. And invite your quality. What would it be like if there was a little more? Now that you've recovered center, open and begin to include. Sense the space around you. Invite or welcome people and objects into the space. It will take many repetitions until the process becomes smooth and you begin to feel that the shift to center and inclusion is familiar. Whenever a disturbing experience, thought, or emotion arises, you can acknowledge it. Spend a few seconds letting yourself feel it. The trick is to acknowledge the problem and not indulge in the drama. Now you have a tool to stop yourself from following the story. You can center, straighten your posture, exhale, balance your energy, left, right, above and below, soften your jaw and shoulders, and invite your quality. What would it be like if there was a little more? Now that you're centered, if you wish, you can revisit the story. Notice, are you a little more relaxed or detached in the way you experience the event? This process can be very helpful in dealing with past and present difficulties. Here is another concentration you can try. Bring your attention to your hips and belly by putting your hand on your belly. Feel the pressure of your hand so that you're connected to your core by a sensation. The pressure of your hand. Now ask yourself, what would it be like if my hips were more like a mountain? Visualize your favorite mountain and image it in the area of your hips and abdomen. Sense the image, the strength, and the stability in your hips. Now put your hand on your heart. Take your attention inside and sense the beating of your heart. Ask yourself, what would it be like if my heart was like the ocean? Visualize your favorite place in the ocean and place it in the area of your heart. Sense the expansiveness. Relax your arms and bring your attention to your head. Think behind your eyes and into your mind. Ask yourself, what if my mind was clear and open like the sky? Image your favorite sky, the beauty of it, the expanse of it. Thoughts are like clouds that appear in the sky. The clear blue quality of the sky is always behind them. Allow yourself to enjoy the strength, expansiveness, and clarity in your concentration. These centering concentrations allow you to take your attention off the problem, off the external frustration, concerns, and come back to a centered state. It reconnects you to a place that's calm, efficient, and focused. This centered state allows you to re-engage with the challenges in your life from a place that has more wisdom, compassion, and confidence.